What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Geeks Advocate Podcast. My name is Bleeku, and I'm here with my co-host,
Rain.
And we're back for another fun new episode. How you doing, Rain?
I'm doing good. Enjoying the couple of hours that I've been awake. How about yourself?
You haven't been awake a couple of hours. Don't lie to the people. Y'all have to wake him up to do this podcast. It is afternoon hours.
Oh, man. You're right. It's been like 30 minutes or 40 minutes. Don't shame me.
A little bit. Because he knew, y'all. He knew this was coming.
How you been?
I'm okay. I've just been, you know, same old, same old. Working, classes, streaming. Trying to stream more and get on a regular schedule. It's just hard to figure out what that's going to be. So I do hope to post that here soon, possibly for July.
Cool.
Any news in the cosplay world for you?
So I've been adding a couple of things to my list of cosplays. One of them is what we discussed like yesterday or day before yesterday, which is the Charlie Murphy. I can't remember his name. Dang it. I wrote it down. But from the Players Haters Ball, I want to be Charlie Murphy's character.
Buck Nasty.
Yeah, Buck Nasty. I want to be Buck Nasty. So that's on the list now. So be prepared for that.
That's funny. Oh, man. Why did you choose that?
Why? Oh, man. Because he wasn't the biggest hater, but he was cool. I don't know. Everybody wanted to be Silky Johnston and Pit Bull, but nobody wanted to be Buck Nasty or Beautiful, you know? I'd rather be Buck Nasty.
Either way, they were all still haters. How was one better than the other?
I don't know. One got to hate better than the other one.
Okay, if you say so.
But other than that, yeah, cosplay's looking good, and I've been playing The Last of Us 2. That's what I've been up to. How about you?
So, yeah, I'm still working on my current one. I mentioned Final Fantasy. I don't have anywhere to wear it to, so it's kind of bumming me out, and my motivation has not been where it normally is. I think I'm going to start doing some photo shoots because I have costumes that I've completed, and they never got the chance to be worn. Not really. Mm-hmm. So I know Junko was one of them. I have Freddy was from Dragon Con from last year, and it's just chilling. So I want to do those as well as the one I'm working on. And I don't know. I have to get through that first. I'm working my way into learning armor. So it's probably not the easiest process, but, you know, learn by doing, and that is the plan.
Well, that's cool. I mean, learning by doing, that's the fun part, especially with cosplay, when you're learning things. Unfortunately, but fortunately, you have the time to do it, you know? Hopefully nothing's really opening up until next year because of this COVID stuff. And everybody, I want y'all to be safe and healthy. And as much as I love conventions and everything, like, now is not the time to have them. But this is the time to actually do all this stuff and learn it and have fun with it. There's no rush. There's no con crunch. Even though I know a lot of us, that's when we are at our best, I think.
That motivates me. I don't know about everybody else listening, but when I know that I have a deadline, that pushes me to finish it by that deadline. When there is no deadline, I tend to take my time with it. I mean, not that I don't already, but like I feel less drive to like hurry up and finish that costume because it's like I don't even have anywhere to take it to. I mean, but I'm there with you. Like, I don't think we should be having conventions right now. I also am a person who feels like we should be wearing masks. Everybody's not going to agree with me, but I just feel like there is a surge in these COVID cases for a reason. Mm-hmm. And no matter what people may want to believe, they are not invincible.
Exactly.
Because that virus does not discriminate.
At all.
So moving on to the next segment of That New, I have a few stories here today, and I think Rain has some as well.
I do.
So we're going to start off with your favorite, Rain.
What is that?
Apple.
I know what? I was actually... I was actually thinking it was something different. And I should have known your petty self would bring up Apple.
I got you, bitch.
Continue.
No. Okay. Anyway, so it's actually something that's pretty cool. And even though Rain is an Apple hater, I think this is a cool story. So you remember how Google Glass was out a few years back and people were into it somewhat, but yeah, it never really took off. Well, Apple Glass is going to be their new thing. And what I like about it is that they're going to be thinner version, and they're probably going to be pretty stylish because, for what I read, they are going after actual designers and stuff to help come up with designs for these glasses. Mm-hmm. And so what it does is it projects holographic images on the glasses. So similar to AR, something like that.
Right.
But it's more of an accessory than like a necessity. What's cool about it is, say that you're wearing these glasses, it has the potential to do like navigation, GPS. So instead of you having to have another screen in front of you, it will just put the directions up on those glasses. They say it's supposed to look something like the Oculus Quest in the sense of it being like sleek designs. It has gesture support, wireless charging, and it's rumored to come out March 2021. And the rumored price is $499. So is that something that you think you would be into?
Okay. Pettiness aside. Well, no. I can't say that. I'm going to say this. This is probably one of the first things Apple has done that is original. So congratulations to them. But
oh, the shade is strong. Go ahead.
I think for that price, and if they look really nice, then I can see it being something. Like, I wear glasses anyway, so I wonder if they have any prescription-style glasses for that. But it sounds cool. I mean, it's definitely taking us towards, like, the future as how we thought it was going to look like and not what it is today. But I like it. I like the idea of it. And again, if it's, like, looking really cool and not, like, a big old burden on your face, then I'm down for it.
Okay, see, he is so salty. Can y'all just... Y'all can feel it from there on the other side. I just want to say that they've already said that they're looking at designers, like actual designers, to help with that. So it's not going to be some big clunky thing. And the images that I saw, like potential stuff, it looked like something I will wear. It looks futuristic. Not that I do wear glasses, but it looked really cool, and I'm excited to hear more about it. And I'm just thinking, here's how I'm going to sell it to you. What if that designer comes up with something that looks similar to the design that Tony Stark had? Because...
How dare you?
Nope. Because this is very real. The way that they described it sounded like, you know how when he's always talking to Jarvis and he has all those images up everywhere?
Right.
Like... It wouldn't be where other people could see it, obviously. It's only where you can see it. But still, you would be getting in touch with your inner Tony Stark. And you would be fashionable. You could almost have it for a cosplay, but it's real.
So, if I had Apple outside of my work phone, then I would definitely probably get this.
See, right. He still has Apple, though. I bet you he would try it with the work phone.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. It sounds cool. And I'm a big... of course, Tony Stark fan, and all that stuff, especially when the first Iron Man came out, all the imagery on the screen and what he sees is really cool and something that I've been wanting to try in After Effects and Photoshop anyway, so it'd be real cool to actually have that in real life. Again, headed towards the future that I kind of envisioned the future should look like.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can look at your text messages and stuff while you're watching TV. You don't have to get your phone. How cool would that be?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm down with it. I mean, it's definitely, again, a step towards the future. The Tony Stark way.
All right, so the next topic is actually related to Tony Stark because it is Marvel's Avengers. You know, the Square Enix game that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a lot of hope for this at first because there were things about it that I saw with the initial announcement that I was like, I guess I became so used to the MCU versions of characters that I felt a way that they didn't maintain that.
Yeah.
And I still kind of feel like a way about that. But they dropped a new trailer And it has Kamala, aka Miss Marvel, in there. And MODOK is going to be the villain. So I have higher hopes for it now. Because the story itself looks interesting enough to make me want to watch and play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to come out September the 4th of this year. So I don't know. Did you see the trailer and what do you think?
I did, and it's so close to coming out. The first trailer, I kind of agree with you, where they didn't look like the Marvel Universe that I'm used to, but also have my experiences with those type of games where they can make them look like the character, and then they get a voice actor to play them, and it doesn't feel the same, or they don't really get that much involvement from actual Marvel to make it a great game. This one looks really good. This one looks to be more open, and I saw like Thor and everything too. Like, I'm down for it. There's like different versions of these characters in comic books, which makes it easier for me to accept that they look different, but I'm excited for it. I'm definitely going to get it.
I feel like I want to get it now, whereas at first I was just like, nah, it's a pass. Like, I know it's Marvel Avengers, but I was going to pass on it. Now I feel more intrigued and like it's something I would want to play. I actually missed those games. The, what were they? Ultimate Alliance?
Oh, I remember playing that.
Did you ever play those? I liked it because I was able to play with other people online. You could all have these different costumes for the characters, and I think it was up to 4 players. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that it gives me nostalgia from those games also.
Whenever you get a Switch, you should try the new one out.
He knows I've been trying to get a Switch. I can't find one to save my life right now. And I feel like he's being petty because of Apple.
See, I wasn't being petty. I was being petty with Apple. But this one's for real. The game is cool. I didn't get that far in there because other games came out. But it's fun to play is what I played with so far. And it's very much so like the old one that just looks better. And it's portable now. So when you do get a Switch, that'd be something I recommend you try or get along with it.
Yeah, that probably won't happen until sometime next year because y'all won't stop buying Switches. I was like, I will take any color at this point. I wanted the turquoise, but I will take any color at this point.
Mm.
Sad. First world problems.
Right.
All right, so on to the next topic. Microsoft scrapping Mixer for Facebook Gaming. Mm. So guys, if you are Mixer fans, RIP, because they are ending service of that on July 22nd of this year. And I know that Microsoft paid all these big dollars, like millions of dollars, to these top streamers in order to push this platform. But, you know, Twitch is like the OG monster of gaming.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like live streaming. And yeah, YouTube gaming, I guess, is substantial. But I just don't think that Mixer ever really caught up to the two of those. And I think that Twitch is always going to be on top, even with Facebook Gaming, which I did sign up for, by the way, if you guys want to follow. Yes, I'm going to put a plug in here because why not? But yeah, I started a Facebook Gaming page, which I'm still working out, so I haven't posted yet, but I will be soon. And it's Bleeku Loves Gaming. And so I'll be streaming there too. What do you think about that, Rain?
I think, from what I hear, it was messed up how they kind of told everybody that they were canceling it. I think it was over a tweet that Mixer was over with. So you can only imagine, like, working for a company to find out through a tweet that you have been removed or that the company is going down. It sucks. And I watched some stuff on Mixer through the Microsoft Xbox app. Most of my streaming that I've done and watched is through Twitch. Like you said, it's the OG, it's the big dog in the fight. I'm not sure about Facebook Gaming. Hopefully it does well. I honestly think when it comes to like personal streams or people that's just starting up, that may be the best route because you have your family and friends who will be able to catch you streaming. So it really depends on like your friends list and how well you promote yourself. So with that said, again, it sucks for Mixer, but a lot of these big stars can go back to Twitch.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think is going to happen. What's his name that's the big streamer? I think he's going right on back to Twitch.
Ninja.
Because...
I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
there
I think
you
it's
go.
Ninja. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure he's going right on back to Twitch. He might maybe try to have some kind of presence on Facebook Gaming, but why would he not go back, you know? He already had the audience there, pre-existing audience, rather than having to start over from zero. I think that Facebook gaming is going to be kind of double-edged, because it's one of those things where, do you want to stream to family and friends, or do you want to stream to a whole new audience? Do you just want it to be all public? I mean, yes, you have to create a different page. I don't know. I guess I'm just thinking, like, there's so many different variables to that. And currently now on Twitch, you can already multi-stream to Facebook, which I do all the time. And sometimes I'll have people to pop in the stream from Facebook, so they see the stream anyway. And I think that that's pretty cool. So I'm not opposed to it, but I just, that was kind of a crappy way for them to announce that they were doing that.
Right. Yeah, I just hope that for streamers, I guess it's another way to just promote yourself. Just put it in front of more people, try new things, give it a shot. Let's see what Facebook does. It may work, it may not work. I remember YouTube gaming kind of started, and it kind of like faded away too.
Yeah, but people are still doing YouTube gaming. Somebody just hit me up the other day about that, and I'm like, well, I shied away from it because of so many freaking copyright flags.
Yeah, you can't, like, do anything.
You can't do anything. Like, the only thing that I would get flagged for would be the music. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm playing a game on YouTube gaming. Of course, there's going to be music in the background.
Right.
I mean, I could mute it, but that's not why people tune in. They want to see the game played. And so you can't even monetize your streams, which is like, okay. You know, that's part of the reason why some people do it, is to monetize.
Right.
And the moment that they flag it because of a copyright claim, you can no longer monetize that video. And any money that is made goes to that company, even though that's your work, not theirs. It's just, you know, it's, I don't know. It's something completely different. It's a different type of production. And it kind of annoys me because these people have already made their money off of you.
Yep.
You know, you've paid for the game. So why do you need to go after me making content about the game? Because if anything, sometimes it helps to sell more games.
It does. There are streams that I watched that was like, oh man, I pick it up. I may stop watching the stream depending on what type of game it is, just in case it's like spoilers. But ultimately, when people do like reviews or they're trying things out, it gives me the idea to buy the game or buy the movie or the music or whatever.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not a huge fan of YouTube gaming. I'd rather just do Twitch. Even though I had to start all over, everybody starts at zero and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get flagged for my videos having music on them.
Right.
And I've been asked, like, if I'm going to upload some of that stuff to YouTube. I guess I could, but it would, like, purely be just so people can watch it, because I know I can't monetize it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've even changed their stuff with that. The algorithm on YouTube is trash now. Like, I can't. Yeah. You know, even the larger YouTubers are starting to complain, and then you know that it's a problem. All right, so moving on, I'm going to talk about Call of Duty Warzone. I haven't played this yet, but I have a lot of friends that do, and I'm thinking about playing it. I just haven't been on Call of Duty in so long, you know? But anyway, there is word on the street that they are about to nerf all these weapons. Mm-hmm. There is a specific weapon called the Growl. And the community is kind of torn, like, love-hate about this decision, because apparently this weapon is, like, really overpowered to the point where it's just ridiculous. And some people like that. And then there's other people who are like, well, that's not fair. So, you know, there's always going to be people on each side. I mean, I guess it makes sense because you want it to be a fair playing field. But there's nothing wrong with somebody having an advantage if they happen to have a better gun. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm never really a big fan of, like, nerfed weapons in any game, especially when the ones that you worked hard to get is in your arsenal now, and then you change it up to make it, I guess, fair in quotations with everybody else. I'm just never a big fan of it. In terms of Call of Duty, I haven't played Call of Duty in a very, very long time.
I kind of feel like there's a level of skill involved with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about the weapon. Sometimes you just need to get better at your gaming skills.
Right.
And I mean, it is what it is. It takes practice.
Yeah.
And even some of the best people have bad days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel so much about nerfing the weapon. I get where they're coming from and why they feel that way. But isn't that a part of the fun, to have some weapons that are just, like, really awesome? And, like, I know with Borderlands, when I play that, as you level up, the weapons, the shields, the grenades, all that stuff levels up too.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I will have one that's just really awesome, and even though I've, like, out-leveled it, it still works really well, so I'll continue to use it. And if they kind of, like, nerfed it, it would take the whole purpose out of it. So,
right.
I don't know.
Now, to play devil's advocate, I think when it comes to competitive gaming, like, I can understand a little bit of it if somebody who found a way to get this weapon who's not that skilled, and this weapon is, like, a one-shot kill or something like that, and it's affecting how people who can play... How can I put it? There's people who can actually play the game, and they do really well. And there's people who don't know how to play very well, but have a really good weapon. And it can get frustrating when you have one person who can just shoot you one time, and there's no real skill involved. It takes the fun out of it. So that's the only thing I can really think of that will cause a gun to be nerfed. If it's, like, easily accessible, and it's being used by people who don't really know how to play.
Yeah, I could see that. But still, I mean... I don't know. I don't really particularly agree with it. I get where people are coming from on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of it.
Right.
But it is what it is. I guess they want to keep some sort of balance in there so people will continue to play and they can keep on doing those microtransactions.
Hmm.
But for those of you that do play, which one of these weapons is your favorite? The P90, the Growl, the RPG, or the Odin? Let us know. Because I'm curious to see what other people's opinions are.
I'm biased. Just to say, I'm biased. The P90 may not be the best one, but definitely my favorite one to use.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, see, I haven't tried that Growl, and I really don't know. I'm always partial to, like, either a pistol or a sniper rifle, which none of these weapons right here. So, yeah. But I don't know, because I just like to get that headshot action in, you know?
Man, those are tough.
It is, but, you know, the RPG, I'm not going to lie, is pretty good, too, because if you nail somebody with one of those right, you're good. I mean,
if you miss, then you have a problem.
Yeah, if you miss, then you're screwed.
Right.
But if you get it, I mean, that's just the risk you take. Okay, so, next topic. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but... they are taking pre-orders for a life-size talking Deadpool head. Yes, just wow. His head. So, Rain, as somebody that buys weird things to put on their shelf, you might be into that. Apparently, he has over 600 lines of dialogue. There's an app to control what he says. And there are sensors, I guess like motion sensors, to detect if somebody is nearby. So I feel like this would be really good for pranks, and I guess if you want to do videos with pranks, that sort of thing. But I also feel like it's totally novelty, because you would get tired of it. I would think after maybe about a month or so, it would just literally be a head on your shelf. So is that something that you would buy, Rain? Is that something that you would be into?
No, it is not. I buy one baby.
I'll buy one child.
And I'm the collector of weird things. You know,
yes,
what?
It, you bought it. You named it.
I sure did. But now it's.
For you guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, we referenced it in the earlier podcast. But when Death Stranding came out, they had a collector's edition that came with a BB pod, which is basically a jar baby.
Mm-hmm.
And. If you've played the game or you see any pictures of it, it's the baby that's strapped to his chest that he's running around with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rain bought the collector's edition that came with one of those. And he had like a whole thing. They were going to be best friends.
Baby James was his name. And yes, I did buy it. I would say it was regrettable. I would never buy another Kojima collector's edition again, because I always get,
you can't even
always
say
get
that.
Fooled. I always get tricked. I thought it would be better than what it was. So I've been trying to like sell it low key at work, but nobody wants to buy a baby right now. I'm assuming it's because of the pandemic. I don't know. I don't judge people for their actions of not buying things. But if you're looking for
especially a child, especially unwanted children, like
right now, it's sleep in a box and is waiting for a new home. So just hit me up. You know where to find me, thegeeksadvocate@gmail.com. Also on our Instagram at thegeeksadvocate.
This is not an ad. I need you to stop.
But
y'all, he low key just tried to sell y'all that baby.
I sure did. $50. It's right here. It's right here.
Wow. That, and then you're losing so much money. How much did you pay for that thing?
It came with the game. So you got to take that out.
No. But, how much did you pay for it?
I think the collector's edition was $200. It surprised me because I thought it was like $150. But I was already at the register. And he said total price is $200-some dollars, so I pay for it. Like I said, I have my regrets.
Yeah, you did, in more ways than one.
Yeah. It used to sit, like, right next to my TV.
So you're not going to get the Deadpool head? You don't want him to talk to you and say raunchy things to you and judge you?
Like, he's cool and everything, but he's, like, not my favorite character or anything like that. I would have, like, a Iron Man head, not Tony Stark, but the helmet with Jarvis's voice in it. I would get something like that. But I don't see myself getting Ryan Reynolds' head in my house. No. No, thank you. And it has to be expensive, too. Like 600 lines and all these app features and everything. It sounds cool. And if you're a Deadpool fan, I don't see why you wouldn't get this. Because it fits that aesthetic. But it's not for me. It might be for you. Are you going to get it?
Hell to the no. Let me tell you something. Deadpool is cool, like, as a character. I will watch the movies. That game was fun as hell. I never finished it, but I should go back and finish it. It was actually pretty fun and better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not. See, I also don't buy $200 babies to put on my shelf. So it's got to be something, like, serious for me to drop that coin. For example, Gears of War. If that came with a Lancer, that is the kind of purchase that, yeah, I would do it because it's multi-purpose. It's not just going to sit on the shelf. If I ever decide to do a cosplay, I already have a Lancer.
Right.
So it serves more than one purpose. I just can't see throwing my money away like that. And then we don't even know the price. They haven't announced what the price is going to be. And if it's something outrageous, that's even more reason not to have it.
I have to watch a video or something on it. Still not going to get it, but it sounds cool. Just not for me.
Alrighty. So the last thing that I have topic-wise is going to be more from you than me because I haven't played this yet.
Okay.
So without giving us spoilers, tell us what you thought about The Last of Us Part 2, what you've played so far. Because you guys, it just came out. A lot of people have already finished the game. I haven't even finished the first game, so I'm trying to avoid spoilers like the plague. But Rain is playing, so give us your thoughts.
My thoughts. It's a masterpiece. It is a very, very intense, jaw-dropping game. It's a lot. And I'm not going to say anything to spoil anything. But you definitely have to play the first one to kind of get the feel of this game right here. And the understanding of the characters and their motives. So far, I'm maybe 10 hours in, and all the things that you can do in this game was thought out very well by Naughty Dog. They took their time, and I'm glad it got delayed because you can definitely see what a game should be in terms of quality and being driven by the story, but the action's still there. Everything was put together very nicely, and I'm at a fun part. Difficult, but fun. Nothing in this game makes it seem like I'm working to beat it. It's just I'm living in it and I'm having a lot of fun with it. So I look forward to like finishing it because I want to know more. But right now I'm happy. Like I'm just happy. Like after this, I'll probably play for a while. So I recommend anybody who has played the first one and is like, should I get the second one? Yes, get the second one because so far I'm loving it.
And you know what I'm loving? The fact that he is supposed to stream this game, you guys. He told me that he is going to stream this game. So I need you guys to help me hold him accountable to that. He doesn't do well with scary stuff, so I just want to know. Just, I'm asking for a friend. And
the pettiness is real today.
It's not, you know what? It's not even petty because... Yes, I'm going to put you on blast about that because otherwise he will not do it. You guys will be deprived of that as well as myself. So I'm just going to put that out there. Expect a stream from the Geeks Advocate. Okay.
At twitch.tv.
Yep, on Twitch.
I want to stream
this. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to promote the hell out of it, you guys.
Mm.
It's happening.
I will not start over. That's the thing. I don't want to start over.
Do it. Do but, it for the kids. Do it for the culture.
Like, start over from the beginning? I don't know if I can do that.
Because we want to go on the journey with you. That's the whole point.
Can I fill y'all in?
Oh, wow.
I can't fill you guys in and just start where I'm at?
So you're just going to start in the middle of the game where nobody knows what's going on?
I don't think I'm in the middle. I should do a recap last time on The Last of Us. And then, like, just go like that. With some cutscenes and guys, I would think about it. I want to. I think it'd be fun.
Do you see this? I think now Bleeker would be. Now he's going to think about it. He's going back on what he said.
But okay. Bleeker would be very disappointed because I don't. I have jumped twice, but I normally don't jump. I just don't. It's not in my nature to jump at scary stuff. I just don't.
You're so full of crap. Listen. You don't. He doesn't jump.
I don't.
He said it so like matter of factly. And then just told us that he jumped twice.
I did twice, but that's just...
That he's telling us about.
I'm like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, I have no shame in my game.
Seems like you got a little bit.
None.
Okay.
You're going to sit there and be like, oh, he's not scared. I may be. You just don't... You would never see it.
See, that's... And that is the point, friends.
Right. You just won't see it,
though. He doesn't want us to see it.
I don't want anybody to see it. So...
Do you have any stories to add today?
I got a few. Most of them are just the pushbacks is what I'm calling my little section. And it is all the games. Yes, the pushbacks. The games and the movies that are being pushed back. Why you got to make it that way, huh?
Why? Because that's what it sounds like.
What? What?
It sounds dirty.
Oh, man. Well, that's what I'm still calling it. So... Take it or leave it.
It sounds like something that nobody signed on for.
You're going to take this pushback. You're going to take it.
Oh, no. Cover your children's ears.
This podcast is rated. I'm just kidding. So Cyberpunk 2077 has been pushed back again. The original date was September 17th. So close. And, you know, I was super excited for this game. Still am. But it's being pushed back now to November 19th, 2020, just to clean up some bugs and little fixes here and there, which I'm not mad at. I think that it was a smart move, especially playing, again, The Last of Us and them pushing their game back, because they were originally supposed to be in March. With all the cleanups and the fixes and the bugs, like, I would say, Cyberpunk, do your thing. My opinion on this is to... continue to work on this game and bring out the best game you can. There's plenty of stuff in between that, so there's no rush. Like Cyberpunk 2077 showcased at E3 2019 looked awesome then, and I wanted to look like it did then when it releases. What do you think about Cyberpunk being pushed back to November?
Well, I never care for it when any game is pushed back, and I was looking forward to that one, especially because I was like, that's going to be my birthday gift this year. Well, they took that from me too. So
sure did.
I feel a way. I get it. Usually it ends up being worth it when the games are pushed back, so, you know, I'm not too salty, but I do feel disappointed.
Yeah, especially around your birthday. That sucks.
That's what I'm saying, man. That. Last year for my birthday, I got Borderlands 3.
Now you get nothing.
I know.
Nothing.
No, I'm going to say something. Something is coming out, okay? Don't you take this from me, Stedman. Okay? You better not F this up for me.
That is hilarious.
All right. What's so, next?
Next is the Mulan live action Disney movie being delayed again for a third time. They're saying that while the pandemic has changed our release plans for Mulan, and we will continue to be flexible as conditions require, it has not changed our belief in the power of this film and its message of hope and perseverance. So basically, with the COVID situation, it did get pushed back to August 21st. It was originally slated to debut in theaters on July 24th. Again, it's coming out August 21st. I'm not mad at this situation either, because again, I want people to be healthy. This is a pandemic. This stuff is real, and you got to do what you got to do. I can wait for a movie. It's not that deep for me. What about you?
I feel the same. I'm not going anywhere near a movie theater right now. If it is not airing on something that's streaming that I can watch from home, I'm not going to watch it. And let's be real. It's less about the fact that they're worried about people and all about money. They know people are not hitting the theaters like that. So to me, that's what that pushback, as you call it, was about. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to lose money. All of that money they invested in having the film, you know, produced, they have to get some of that back. And people aren't flooding out the theaters the way they once were. So, I mean, and as far as the movie, I mean, I wasn't that hyped about it in the first place. I was kind of like, oh, it's cool with the imagery and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. It's not something that I'm really going to be that upset over, especially because they're not canceling the movie altogether. It's just going to come out later. We'll live.
Yeah, right there with you. The last of my pushbacks is the movie Tenet. That was by Warner Bros. Tenet was scheduled to release this month, but now will be pushed back to August 12th. This is a film starring John David Washington and Robert Pattinson, and is directed by Christopher Nolan. The movie looks amazing based upon the trailers. I'm excited for it. It looks very different. One thing I can say about this movie that makes it cool for me is usually when it comes to like black actors starring in certain roles, it tends to be focused around like black issues. Whereas this movie feels like a movie with just a black actor, you know, like every other movie. It doesn't feel like it's geared towards like just the black community or people of color. It's just a regular movie that just so happens to have a black actor starring in it. And I'm here for it. So look forward to this movie August 12th. They also were impacted by the COVID situation and making smart moves on not coming out so early. So what do you think?
I was looking forward to the movie more so than anything because, you know, Pattinson had been cast as Batman. Mm-hmm. So that will kind of give us a different insight of him as an actor. And I feel like depending on what I thought about his performance in that movie, I would be able to place whether I could see him as Batman. So it was kind of like a prerequisite for me. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm disappointed in that. But again, it's just like Mulan. We're going to get the movie eventually. As long as they're not canceling these movies altogether, I'm okay. Because we have far too many things to distract us between now and then. I don't think we're even really going to notice it, to be honest.
Right there with you again. Plus, the movie theaters around me aren't open anyway. So, and that's all I got with the pushbacks.
Oh, God. Dude, you need a better name. You just need a different name because it just sounds wrong.
It sounds awful. I'll come
Welcome
up with another
to the
one.
Geeks Advocate After Dark.
The pushbacks.
That wraps up our new for this week. And now we're going to move on to For the Culture, which Rain has chosen the topic of this week.
I did. And I'm excited. Because the console war is back. It's been confirmed by my friends of the pettiness realm. The Xbox is coming out soon and the new PS5 is coming out soon and everybody's talking all kinds of trash. I actually miss it. I will say a few years ago, it was kind of annoying because it got real stupid, but it's been a minute since things have been happening, and with this pandemic, things have slowed down, but with the news of what these consoles can do and what games are coming out, my friends are here for it, and I'm a big PlayStation fan, always has been. I have a friend that is a Nintendo fanboy to the deepest core, and I have another friend that is all about the Xbox, and we have some crazy, fun, petty conversations through Facebook and on the phone. I missed it. I'm glad it's here. What side do you sit with, Bleeku?
Well, at this point, I'm going to have to go with PlayStation. I've always been Team Xbox, mostly because of Gears of War, and I feel like most people know that. But just if we're going with even just the design.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation looks like something that's futuristic. And then we have Xbox Alexa. And I just, they really haven't sold me on it.
Yeah.
Maybe it would help if they had a conference too to show me some games and stuff that are coming out. Because we didn't get E3 this year, so therefore we didn't have all those different conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a part of it. But honestly, I don't even get involved with the petty stuff. I just like to laugh at them going at each other, the companies. Like, people outside of it doesn't even matter. The companies going back and forth is what's entertaining to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when PlayStation released the PS4, and then they had the whole thing about how this is how you share games.
Right.
And then one of them took the disc and handed it to someone else just to take a dig at Microsoft because mm-hmm. of that stupid, you have to check in online every day, every 24 hours. And that was, everybody was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Because it takes away from you even being able to trade games. GameStop is irrelevant, sort of, you know, stuff like that. And
that press conference killed them.
Yeah, it really did. Because at that point, I had decided I'm not getting an Xbox until Gears of War comes out.
Yeah.
They kind of shot themselves in the foot for me personally. So and I'm glad I went with the PS4 first. Yeah. And then they took it back like 2 weeks later after they saw how many people were pissed about it. All the backlash, you know?
You can't unring a bell. And people were like, you know, will this really happen? You know? I mean, they tried some things that are very similar to it, but I don't know. I have Xbox. I play Xbox games. A lot of it is Gears of War. There is Borderlands and Forza. So I play my Xbox. It's not like I hate Xbox. I'm just definitely pro PlayStation. Always.
Oh, I don't hate Xbox by any means. Like I said, there are plenty of games on there. Like, I love my Xbox. But there are games that, just like on Xbox, are exclusive to the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Final Fantasy. I can't play the first part and not finish the game. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to need that. And I'm pretty certain they're going to release that on the PS5 rather than the PS4.
Probably.
And then, you know, they just had the press conference last week. So we already discussed all these different games that are coming out that are interesting that I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the price is yet because they have not dropped that bomb on us. But I'm just going to have to either save up or I don't know, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
Start pawning some stuff.
Like, I can't be super petty on here. And again, I am pro Sony. But for all you out there listening, in the comments of our Instagram and our Facebook, let us know, what do you think is going to happen with this console war? What side do you reside on? What are you excited to see about it? Like, and we can have a discussion there, because that's where I will let my pettiness out, is in the comments. So that's all I got for the culture.
Cool. Okay, so moving on to our spotlight for the week. This week, I want to spotlight Christopher Murray, aka on the IG, MX Murray. So he is somebody that I've known for a very long time. I first met him cosplaying, and that was, I think it was North Carolina was the convention or the location that we were at. It was maybe Animazement or something. I don't know. Anyway, super cool guy, and so I've been friends with him ever since then. Recently, he started streaming on Twitch also, so I've been following him there. And he's a really good streamer. Like, I enjoy watching his streams. I think it's really cool what he's trying to do. He's actually using Twitch to do charity work. So right now, he's at 40 followers. And he's trying to get up to 50, because at 50, you become an affiliate. And then he says he's going to start doing charity streams. So I've been trying to, like, help him get there, man. And hopefully you guys will do that also. On Twitch, he is twitch.tv/Christopher, F-U-H-R-E-Y, Christopher Fury. So you guys should check him out. He plays stuff like Life is Strange, which I really enjoyed. He made me want to play this game. I never had any interest in playing Life is Strange. I downloaded it, I think, like a free episode or something once, just because it was free. But I actually saw gameplay of this, and it looks interesting and really engaging. And he's engaging as a streamer. I love that the vibe in his streams is really chill and everyone is friendly. Those are the types of streams I tend to gravitate to, I think. Ones where everybody can just, like, talk to each other, have fun with the stream, and conversate, and, you know, it's like good time over there. Other stuff I see he streams is Devil May Cry, which, you know, I love some Dante. Animal Crossing. He does party games, and I do remember watching him play Tetris one time, too. And even Tetris was fun. So, you know, definitely check him out there. And if you want to follow him on Instagram, it is MXMURRAY and then an underscore. And you'll see him with his crown on. I had to, like, look at the phone. I think that's a crown. Yes, he is wearing a crown. Kang Chris.
That's what's right. up. That's what's up. I think I followed him recently on Twitch, but I have to follow him on Instagram as well. I think it's cool with the variety of games that he play. Yeah. And if he can sell a game, that's even better. Like,
yeah, and like he does a lot of good things in general, like in his actual real life, not just online with the gaming. And mm-hmm. I support that. I like to support people who are actively out there trying to help others and just being a good influence. And with him, what you see is what you get. You don't have to worry about, you know, like, is this guy who he says he is? And I also really think it's cool that his husband helps him out with his streams. You know, I love seeing that collaboration and like supportiveness for mm-hmm. each other. So that is really cool.
That's what's up.
So definitely check him out. And good luck to you. I hope you get to those 50 streamers and beyond. And I know he will, because he's awesome.
Yeah.
So that wraps it up for this week's episode of The Geeks Advocate. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, if you want to contact us, you can hit us up at thegeeksadvocate@gmail.com. We are also on social media with The Geeks Advocate on Facebook and Instagram, and just Geeks Advocate on Twitter.
Also, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio at The Geeks Advocate.
And there it is. Do you have anything else to add today, Rain?
Thanks again for listening to the podcast. I hope you guys had fun. I sure did. A lot of pettiness, a lot of humor, and also a better mood than, you know, the last couple. But, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and see you guys next time.
Later.
Peace.